Paul Greatrix, and I'm normally in conversation with other registrars and the like here, talking about lots of higher education stuff. There will be some new podcasts along soon, but in the meantime, I wanted to provide everyone with a bit of bonus content. So, in this short registrarologue, I know it's a great name, isn't it? I want to give you a bit of information and news all about cats on university campuses. It's a hot topic for many. Anyway, I do hope you enjoy it. Cats on campus. For reasons I don't fully understand, perhaps it is related to the identification of academics with the solitary, determined, focused attitude of the feline, universities have regularly enjoyed associations with cats. Indeed, whilst university campuses are not exactly overrun with them, they aren't rabbits or Canada geese, there are enough of them talked or written about to see a strong alignment. There's also something a bit subversive about cats, but not terribly so, and certainly not so much that anyone would be unduly troubled by them, or they might have an impact on university governance or operations, or indeed league tables. In the social media age, photogenic felines add a quirky dimension to campus life, which any competent university comms team can really get behind as well. Quite a few of them have their own Twitter and Facebook accounts too. Of course, though, there are real people doing this. A cat could no sooner set up a social media presence than a university registrar could catch a small, fast-moving rodent. Cats are the kind of beast that students can also get interested in without being distracted from their studies or other activities, and while not feeling obliged to make too much effort about them. As with many other facets of university operations, intervention is required though to keep the show on the road, and there will always be a requirement for a selected volunteer to look after the animal, ensure it's fed and watered, and that the mess is cleared up when it's sick in the library's sociology stacks. But of course, as with so many other less than savoury aspects of university life, this kind of thing is glossed over in favour of a nice Instagram-ready pic of a cat on a desk or next to a pile of library books. Arguably, the most impactful university cat in recent times is Jordan, the library cat from the University of Edinburgh, about whom a book was written by a PhD student with perhaps just a little too much time on their hands. Jordan, though, sadly disappeared years ago, and so the university library has worked really hard to find a replacement, who, it has to be said, looks nothing like Jordan, and is imaginatively named Library Cat 2.0. Try shouting that in George Square when you want to get him in for his worming tablets. The University of Essex has been home to a black and white cat called Pebbles for many years. Distinctively the campus cats I'm aware of, Pebbles was adopted by the Students' Union at Essex, and even issued with his own identity card. I'm not sure if he wears it on his collar, though. The University of Nottingham Library was also home to a black and white cat for several years. Bertie, as he was known, was named indirectly after a former Vice-Chancellor, Bertrand Hallward, after whom the main campus library was called. Bertie hung around the library on and off, sometimes wandering around the collections, and more often loitering near the main entrance. In reality, he did have another home to go to, but things got a bit awkward when his owners had to move to another country. Rolf is a cat based at the University of Warwick. He has his own Twitter account in which he regularly updates readers on his travels around campus and on the activities of those who look after him. I'm pretty sure he isn't actually typing this stuff himself, though. He quite often goes for walks around the campus on a leash too, although does not always appear to be amenable to following the directions suggested by his owners. Anyway, if you are comfortable with the anthropomorphism and you do like diverting cat-based poetry on Twitter, then Rolf is very much your go-to campus cat. His 50,000 followers will, I'm sure, attest to that. Cats rarely achieve elected office, but students at the University of Aberdeen sought to secure the election of their campus cat, the all-white Buttons, to the lofty position of university rector, a distinctive role in the Scottish ancients. Arguing for cats, not bureaucrats, the students ran a vigorous campaign to seek the election of Buttons, claiming he was the ideal candidate, given that he was apolitical, fluffy, and indeed lived on campus. However, the pettifogging administrators at the university denied Buttons the opportunity to stand for the position on the rather flimsy basis that he somehow was unable to meet the requirements to be a charity trustee, or indeed chair governing body meetings. There are many other campus cats too. Dennis is a resident cat at the University of Buckingham and has been pictured with a mortarboard on his head and a diploma scroll under his paw. Over on the continent, we can find Campus Cat or Professor Dr. Meow at the University of Augsburg. This cute ginger fellow is big on social media and has nearly 30,000 followers on Facebook. Slightly less popular, but equally influential, is Professor Durak, another ginger moggy, this time based at the University of Groningen. He is one of a series of university cats at the Dutch institution and enjoys a reasonable following on Instagram. Meanwhile, at the American University in Washington, D.C., they had their own very popular campus feline known as Wonkcat. A largely feral beast, Wonkcat nevertheless enjoyed great popularity on campus, with support from the university president downwards. He didn't enjoy the enforced absence of students and staff during the pandemic, though, and sadly, it seems he's recently moved on to pastures new. All of these are delightful examples, if you're so minded, of domestic or partially domesticated cats being cute around campuses. One very different kind of cat, though, can be found at Louisiana State University, the home of Mike the Tiger. Mike, as his name very much suggests, is indeed a tiger, and has been an on-campus feature at the university for around 90 years. Or rather, a succession of Mikes has. We are now up to Mike number 7, it seems. But all have been housed in purpose-built facilities, generously supported through fundraising and donations, and deployed as mascots for the university athletics teams and football team. Go Tigers! So there are plenty of examples then of a variety of felines making different kinds of impacts at universities in the UK, Europe and the US. Whilst many other workplaces would not stand for this kind of thing, although Downing Street does have a cat called Larry employed as a mouser, there are lots of good reasons for embracing the cats on campus vibe. But not the tigers, of course. That wouldn't pass the risk assessment. That was the latest registrar log then. I do hope you enjoyed that wee bit of bonus content. There are others available here too, and plenty more podcasts in the back catalogue and on the way in future. Thank you for listening.